Kula Masnisim B'Shabbos. Our whole Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. Is that the Rabbanon here in the Brisa say, you're allowed to be Tovel even the Kalim, even the Kli that's Tomei. You're allowed to put this Tomei, the water in the Kli, and put both of them into the Mikvah. That's talking about Yom Tov. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. Our Mishnah says, Avoloi Masfilin, you can't take a Tomei the Kli. If the Kli is Tomei, you're not allowed to put it into the Mikvah. Our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. So there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, could be our Mishnah comes out like both of them. Tana Rabbonim. Kli shenitma mer of Yom Tov. Yav kli that became Tomei and Erev Yom Tov. Ein matvilo noisoi ben hashmoshes. You should know, ben hashmoshes, you're not allowed to be tevlet. At the beginning of Yom Tov, ben hashmoshes, you can't be tevlet. So poshet why it's a suffix, maybe it's Laila already, maybe it's Yom Tov. So the same way you can't be tevlet on Yom Tov, you can't be tevlet ben hashmoshes either. Because ben hashmoshes means there's a doubt now whether it's Yom Tov or not. Rashi says, if they should suffix Laila, comes out you're being tevil on Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Yomer after Cholain Matvil Noisay. Even on the weekday, a person can't be tevil a kli right by Ben Hashmoshes. Why? Because the halacha is if a kli is tamei, you have to put it into the mikvah before Shkia, and then you have to wait till Shkia comes by, and then after Shkia, after Setzachovim, that's when you're allowed to use the keli. That's called Heres Shemesh. We always had. You need for a lot of things. Before Heres Shemesh is called a Tful Yom. For a Truma, it has to have, you can't use it for Truma until after Heres Shemesh. Now, if a Kli was Tameh, a Shemesh was such a Kli, and you table the Kli right away, the Kli is still Tameh for Truma. You're not allowed to use it yet. You have to wait till Heres Shemesh, till it comes after Shki, after Tetzachovim, then you can first use it. Now, the Locher is that Tfilah, you have to put the Kli in the Mikvah before Shkiyah. Here, if you put the Kli in the Mikvah, Ben HaShemoshes, we're afraid the person will come to use the Kli right afterwards. And really, you're not allowed to, because there was no Heres Shemesh. Because you put the Kli in the Mikvah first by Laila. The Locher is the Kli has to go into the Mikvah by Jain. And then afterwards, it has to be Heres Shemesh has to go over the Kli when the Kli is already torn in the Mikvah. And then it helps. Therefore, again, so, even on a regular weekday, you're not allowed to be table kelim in the mikvah ben hashmoshes. The Rashi says, after choyl, im anu royin adam hamatvul kli ben hashmoshes. We see somebody putting the kli in the mikvah ben hashmoshes. Anu tzrichim liachziroi. We have to tell the person to go back. V'limchus biyot to tell nothing doing. You have to be table again tomorrow. Why? If they should tzarech heres shemesh. Because you have to wait till Shkia comes upon afterwards in the mikvah. V'zeh hitful kli b'layla. This person put the kli in the mikvah, could be it's nighttime already. So vaday dait l'shtamish b'miyad. Since this person was running to the mikvah, he mistam thought he's making it before Shkia, and he thinks he could use the kli right away. V'leh l'hamtim eres shemesh l'moch is not going to wait until tomorrow. So therefore we tell the person nothing doing, this field doesn't help. Fredi gemar v'tana kamale boy eres shemesh. How come a Tanakama says you are allowed to? He says it's only Yasser on Yom Tov. But on a regular weekday, it's Mutter. Aye, why doesn't know from Heres Shemesh? So I'm a Rav says like this. Ashkach tinu l'rabbonim devei Rav. I found the Rabbonim of Rebbe's, the Rav Tamidim, the Yasper, they were sitting with Koma, they said like Koma, they said like this. V'ma'achshav toy nikeres b'toich ma'isav k'mifligi. The Machlokes says when we see clearly from his actions what the person really meant to do. V'echid domi, what's the case? We're going to knock out mona v'yodei. The person was holding his big pot in his hand. The riot, he was running. The Yozel Ben Hashemoshes Latvula. He was running to the mikvah now. So Ma'asav, the one svar is, hi, the car riot. Why is this person running right now, the Yozel? Because made the Yod of the boy Heres Shemesh. For sure, this person knows the halacha that I could only use this kli if I get to the mikvah before Shkia. I have to put the kli in the mikvah before when it's still yoyim. And then I wait till after Shkia, then I could use it. Oh, so therefore, you're allowed to be tevil ben hashmoshes, because since the person is running, he knows the halacha. So zicha, look at his clock by the time he gets to the mikvah, and he'll only use it if he made it before Shkia, before sunset. Or Masava, the other man the Yom holds, no. Reb Shimon Shizuri holds, mach mas malach tehu de karoyit. The reason why the person is running, Sam, he's busy, he has no time, that's why he's running. And therefore, we're afraid maybe this person does not know the halacha of Heres Shemesh, and he's going to be toivel it, and he missed the Shkia by 5 minutes, and he'll go home and use it right away, and he's not allowed to. He has to wait first till next night to use it. So that's what they wanted to say. The Amin Luan, no, he answered back, no. There's no machlokes. If you can see clearly what the person meant from his actions, there's no machlokes. He plegu will the machlokes. There's that for sure is not enough. Machshavta is not enough. We're afraid maybe he's only running too much. That won't be enough. No, Rashi not there. Rashi, the kuli yama loy poli. Rashi, the vav de nikeres b'yinish di yama. Rashi, no. Avad, everybody holds it. We see the person running, for sure he knows what he's doing, and he knows that he has to make shkia, so we're not afraid. So why does the Shemesh Azuri ask her? Why does he say nothing doing? In a case like this, ki pligi wisdom machlik is, to go in the itma b'pochus mechadosha. The case is that it became tomei from a pochus mechadosha. That's what touched the kli. And the law career is a pochus mechadosha is not metamrit. Kodrashi, mona achrina, but pochus mechadosha min asherbet v'yoslishu. It's coming to ask the question now. V'yoslik came with the rabbon lishluye. It came to ask the question, b'pochus mechadosha itmi yoloi. If a pochus mechadosha touched the kli, does it become tomei or not? And the loch rizit does not become tomei. So he's not asking about this kli. He has one kli that's vadi tomei. But he's also coming to ask a question about another kli. Now, masav, one holds, Reb Shimon Tzuri holds, me the holy gomer, since this person does not know the locha that you need at least the size of a chadosha. The size of a sheretz has to at least be the size of a chadosha. That's a small, very small thing. Mashenkin, if it's smaller than that, it's tor. So since this person does not know this halacha, is I'll tell you, Harishemesh Namuloi Gomer. The person does not know Hilchos Tumah. Therefore, Shimon Tzuri says that we don't let this person be tabled now ben Hashmoshes. Well, Master of the Rebbeinu say no. Hayuduloi Gomer. The person only does not know this halacha about Pochus Nechadosha. This halacha is not a Bokiyin. Of the Harishemesh Gomer. But it could be that's a Poshet halacha that everybody knows. You have to put the Kli in the Mikvah before Shkiyah. So since the person is running now to the mikvah, for sure he knows what he's doing, and for sure he'll make it before Shkiyah. Because we're not afraid the person does not know this halacha. Even though he does know the halacha about the size, how big the sheretz has to be to metamrit, but this much he does know.
Then the last Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, Ketzad Migav Legav, what does the Mishnah mean? You are allowed to be toivel on Yom Tefakli, from Migav Legav means from one purpose to another purpose. That means Haroitze Lasa is Gitoi. If somebody was Tevel with Kalim Almanas to make Gitoi, Agabe Kadoi, or else the Kadoi Agabe Gitoi, is Isa. In such a case, he is allowed to be Tevel his Kalim. Like Rashi says, what we're talking about now is Haroitze Lasa is Gitoi Agabe Kadoi. That means Mishoye Kalim Tumeim. Somebody had, let's say, his pots, his Kalim with Tomei, Vihetfilom Ledas Adricha Zesef. Now the reason why he was tevel, he put it into the mikvah, he thought he was going to use these pots to make oil, to squeeze out the olives. V'nimlach lasas gita, and then he changed his mind to use it to make wine with. So the locher is, oisoi gitoi agave tfilazu. Really the locher is, you are allowed to make wine now with this kelim, but since you tevel, you put it into the mikvah. Even though at the time you had a mind to make oil, that doesn't make a difference. Now, Mi'ikar Hadin, you are allowed to make wine. She'etvilu l'shem kadoi. V'yein tzorech lachzol atvilu l'shem gas. You do not have to change it over again to tevel it a second time. Now, v'yihi tvilu shni, if somebody does do it, habola hachmer latzmi, somebody wants to be machmer upon himself. Ula hatvil ketoni masnisin shumatvil. The yomtiv. That, the Mishnah says, you are allowed to make the second tvil on yomtiv. Shein can't tick and kli, because it's not really called you fixing up the kli. V'yena tefillah shrei ena tzricha, you don't need this tefillah. In other words, since at the beginning when you were tabled the kli before yomtif, it's called a good tefillah, now if on yomtif you change your mind and want to use it for another purpose, you don't have to make another tefillah. So if you want to be machim and make a second tefillah, it's not called a tikkun mona, that you're allowed to do even on yomtif. And the same thing the Gemara says vayta, the next case of the Mishnah was, Ketzad, what's the case from one chabura, one group of people to another group of people? You originally before Pesach, you appointed yourself with one group of people to eat the Korban Pesach, and you were toivel amanazeh to eat the Korban Pesach with these people. And then on Erev Pesach, before the Shechita, you change your mind and you want to eat the Korban Pesach now with another group of people. The halacha is really you're allowed to. And you don't have to be tevel a second time. If you want to go to the mikvah a second time, the lochri is harishus biyadai. You have a right to do it. Because the same halacha, like Rashi says, b'chaburazu, a pischa v'ho yitamei, oikelev temeyin. V'tova ledas kein. Either you were tomei or your kelim were tomei, and you were toivu them almanas to eat with this group of people. The locha is horashus biyodav yein sorach last lahatfil. Really, you don't have to be toivu a second time. But just if somebody wants to be machmir and wants to be toivu a second time, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You're even allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Because again, this is not called a tefillah that you have to, that's being misak and fixing the person or the kli, because really you don't have to make a second tefillah. So if you want to be machmir and make the second tefillah, this you're even allowed to do on Yom Tov. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yutes Tamar Aleph, the Mishnah. Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai says, Mevi'in Shlomim. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring a korban Shlomim, V'yein Soimchen Aleim, but you can't make a smicha. There's a mitzvah by a Shlomim to make a smicha, that means the Bailam has to put his two hands on top of the head of the animal with all his koichai, like a matl, put his whole body on top of the animal. That's called like a shavus, you'd be mishtamish using the animal. Shabbashamay says it's not doich Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You can't make the smicha on Yom Tov. Avoloi oilis. But a carbon oila that's completely burnt, you have nothing to eat from it, that you're not allowed to bring at all on Yom Tov. As Vishleim Ashlamim, Ashlamim, part of the meat goes to the Bailam can eat from it. So therefore, it's a heter of mitoich, that since you're shechting to eat for yourself, you're allowed to do it. But a carbon oila that you have nothing to eat from it, it's cool, I talked to, the whole thing is burnt, you can't bring it on Yom Tov, that's based Shammai's halacha. Beisilu says though, Mevi'in Shlomim V'Oilois V'Soimcher Aleim. No, you're allowed to bring both of them on Yom Tov. You could bring a Korban Oilo, you could bring a Korban Shlomim, and when you bring the Shlomim, you could even make the Smicha also. Hey, see, there's a Chiv to make the Smicha, and the Smicha is also Deich Yom Tov. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly about which type of an Oilo, which type of a Shlomim we're talking about. So Oma Ula says like this, Machlaikis, where's the Machlaikis V'Sham and Beisilu? If you could bring a korban oila or not on Yom Tov, or else could you make the smicha on a korban shlomim? The shalmei chagiga. The machleike says by the shlomim you're bringing al sechayvus of Yom Tov. Shalmei chagiga. That means on Yom Tov itself there's a chiyuv to bring the korban shlomim in order to have meat to eat on Yom Tov. That's called shalmei chagiga. So there's a chiyuv to bring the shlomim today, and lismech. Still, Beishamai says you're not allowed to make the smicha on such a korban shlomim, but to bring it you're allowed to. The oila is really korban, and the machlokes is the korban oila that Beisilu is matir. It's not a regular korban oila, like in a neder and a dova. It's the korban oila that is a chay for on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, the chay to bring a korban oila is riya. When you go to Yom Tov, the goy tell a regal, you have to bring a korban riya with you. So according to Beishamai, you can only bring this korban during chol hamoed. On Yom Tov itself, you can't bring it. And Beisilu says no. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring this korban oila, but only this. Where there's a chayiv to bring it today. The Beishamai Sarvi, Beishamai holds, the Pasuk says, V'chagoysa moysoi chag l'Hashem. You should make a chag l'Hashem. So it means on Yom Tov bring the korban. So Beishamai holds, chagiga in oilas rialoi. The Torah was only matter, V'chagoysa moysoi to bring the korban chagiga, which is a korban shlomim, that you're allowed to bring today on Yom Tov. Ma'ashenke, the korban oila, even though it's an oilas ria, that there's a chayiv to bring it because of Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov itself. Since there's nothing to teach from it on Yom Tov, you have no right to make the Shechita on Yom Tov. That's Beishamai Shita. Beisilu Sarvi, Beisilu holds no. The Pasuk says, V'chagoysa moysa chag l'Hashem. L'Hashem means kol de l'Hashem. Anything that's l'Hashem. So according to Ula, we're only adding that the korban oila, that is a chiyuv to bring today, any korban that you have a chiyuv to bring, machmas Yom Tov, according to Beisilu, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. But only a korban oilas riyah. Ava nedorim and nedovois. But let's say stam, you have a neder. You made a promise you'll bring a korban. Or nedova, you said harezu. You want to bring a korban nedova. So this does not have to be brought today on Yom Tov. It can be brought a week later, a week earlier. There's no chiyuv to bring it on Yom Tov. So then Ula holds that divrei hakol both, Beisilu and Meshama both agree that ain't kareven be Yom Tov. The locker is then you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. You cannot even bring a korban shlomim. If it's not a chayv, it's not a shalmei chagiga, a regular korban shlomim, that's an adova. An adova, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Even though you have meat to eat from it, you're allowed to eat the meat from it, still Ula holds that according to Beisilu, you're not allowed to bring a neder on Yom Tov. Because wait till after Yom Tov, you don't have to bring it today, wait till later.
Are you having some meat? But there's also some meat you're not going to eat. There's also some part that's burnt. So therefore, it's not Kedai. You're not allowed to bring the korban shlamim on Yom Tov. That's the way Ulu learns. V'chein omer avada barava. That nedorim or nedovis and craven be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bring a neder or a dover on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you can bring a korban oila. It does not mean any korban oila. It only means a korban oila sriya that you have a chiyuv to bring it as Yom Tov. So the chayvus of Yom Tov, that you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. But any other korban, you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. For the Gemara, may see, have a kash on this. That Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lenech leku beis shaman beis hillel. There's no argument between Meshach and Beis Hillel al oila she'ena shal yomtiv she'ena kareva b'yomtiv. That if the oila is not from a korban of yomtiv, you're not allowed to bring it. In other words, not a korban oila s'riya, for sure you're not allowed to bring. V'yal shlomim she'en shal yomtiv she'ena kareva. The shal mechagiga that you bring him because of yomtiv, even Beis Shammai agrees you're allowed to bring it b'yomtiv. Al man nechluku, where is the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Al oila she'ena yomtiv. On a korban oila sriya, true. The korban oila you have to bring because of Yom Tov, that there Beis Shammai says no and Beis Hillel says yes. But also v'yal shlomim she'enam shel Yom Tov. A korban shlomim that stam a nedava, stam a neder. You don't have to bring a b'teres Yom Tov. Stam, you want to bring a shlomim today on Yom Tov. There's the machlokes. She Beis Shammai yomrim lo yovi. You're not allowed to bring a korban shlomim stam or a korban oila sriya. O Beis Hillel yomrim yovi. Beis Hillel says yes, you're even allowed to bring a korban shlomim, not a shal mechagiga, a regular shlomim and a neder and a dova. So the kasha and the man yom before that said not like this. Ula and Rav Ada Barava both said no, that a regular korban shlomim, even Beis Hillel agrees you're not allowed to bring. He's only be mater a shal mechagiga. And here the bride Reb Shimon says no, even a regular shlomim, that's not a shal mechagiga, you're also allowed to bring according to Beis Hillel. So Kuru, this Tana Reb Shimon is a kasha on Ula. Ula is an Amoira. How could he argue on this Tana? So Gemara says, Torah, Tiritz V'yema. Like, let's answer, change around a little bit what Rabbi Shimon meant to say. V'yema Hoch, let's say like this. That Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. You know what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar really meant to say? He meant to say like this. Loi nech l'ku, there's no machlokes, they don't argue. Beis Shammai beis Hillel al oila, u'shlomim she'enim she'yomtiv, she'en kreivim b'yomtiv. A regular shlomim, which is only in a neder and a dova, you're not allowed to bring on yomtiv. Even Beis Hillel agrees to that. V'yal shlomim shein shal yomtiv shekrevim v'yomtiv. But a shal mechagiga, a shlomim that you bring in today because of yomtiv, there's a chayv, a chiyuv to bring a korban shal mechagiga on yomtiv, that you are allowed to bring it on yomtiv. Even Beis Shammai agrees to this, like it says in our Mishnah. The shlomim is much better, because the shlomim has an achila. The bailim and the kohen is allowed to eat from it. Al man nechleku, where is the machlekes? Al oila shisho yomtiv. Like it says in our Mishnah, like Ulu learns. Only a korban oila is riya. The korban oila that there's a chiyuv to bring because of yomtiv. Shebei shamay omrim lo yovi, still you're not allowed to bring it. A korban oila, you don't eat from it, you're not allowed to bring it. The pasuk says only the chagoysim ois the chag l'ashem. Chagoysim means a korban chagiga. Only the shlomim you could bring, not the korban oila. Ubei silu omrim, beis silu says lo yovi, yes, you're allowed to bring this korban oila. The korban oila is riya. Since there's a chiyuv to bring it today for yomtiv, you're allowed to bring it. According to Beis Shammai, you have to wait the Chol HaMoed to bring it. You can't bring it on Yom Tov. So maybe you could answer that even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar also means the way Ula learns Pshat in our Mishnah. Then the Gemara says no, that Rabbi Yosef, former Rabbi Yosef says, Tanoi, Shakalta, Miyama, Tanoi. Like you can't find the Machlokes Tanoi, you have to change around Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. In other words, there's other Shittas Tanoim. So maybe it's not a Kashan Ula. True, Ula is not saying like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But I'll find you other Tanoim that hold like Ula. Then it's not a kasha on Ula. Ula can't argue on a Tana. But if it's a machlokes Tanoim, then Ula is allowed to hold like one Tana. So true, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that Tana disagrees with Reb Elazar. He holds that even on a regular korban shlomim, Beis Hillel is matir. But I'll bring you other Tanoim that hold like Ula. The Tanya will learn like this. Shlomim haboyim machmes yomtiv. A korban shlomim, that's a shal mechagiga. That there's a chiyuv to bring because of yomtiv. The yomtiv, on yomtiv, Beis Shammai yomrim soymech aleihem. May Erev Yom Tov, Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to make the smicha on Yom Tov. Make the smicha Erev Yom Tov. The Bailim should put his hands on top of the animal before Yom Tov. V'shoichten v'Yom Tov. And then you're allowed to make the shchita on Yom Tov. Since it's a shal mechagiga, and a shlomim, the Bailim does eat from it, so therefore it's mutter to bring it on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says, Soymech aleim b'yomtif. No, you're even allowed to make the smicha run yomtif. You can make the smicha. V'sheichten b'yomtif. And you're, of course, allowed to make the shchita run yomtif. That's by regular shlomim. Ashtal mechagiga. Avon nedarim.